Radio 2 Album Factoids.
Hello, happy Easter. This is Steve Wright with Tim Smith. And as part of our classic album countdown today, Easter Monday, we're giving you some factoids on some of the LPs featured. Here are some about Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. Here's Tim Smith.
Songs in the Key of Life is Stevie Wonder's 18th album. It was released on September the 28th, 1976, by Motown Records.
The album was recorded at the Record Plant in Hollywood, Sausalito Music Factory in Sausalito, and the Hit Factory in New York City.
Stevie initially booked in for just 3 days at the Hit Factory, but ended up staying for 9 months.
An ambitious double album with a 4-song bonus EP, Songs in the Key of Life, became amongst the best-selling and most critically acclaimed albums of Stevie's career.
Just before recording on the album began, Stevie signed a new contract with Motown Records. The contract was a 7-year, 7-LP deal worth $37 million. It was the largest deal ever made with a recording star at that point.
Total of 130 people worked on the album, including Herbie Hancock playing Fender Rhodes on As, George Benson playing electric guitar on Another Star, and Minnie Riperton and Denise Williams adding backing vocals on Ordinary Pain.
W.G. Snuffy Walden played guitar on the album. Snuffy later went on to write and perform the theme song to the American TV hit show 30-something.
Dun, 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 dun. That was it.
Was it?
30-something, yeah.
Okay.
The album debuted at number one on the Billboard Pop Album Chart on October the 8th, 1976, becoming only the third album in history at that time to achieve that feat, and the first by an American artist after Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy and Rock of the Westies in 1975.
The album reached number two on the UK album charts in October 1976, his highest position on the chart at that date. Stevie's soundtrack to The Woman in Red also got to number two, but he's never had a UK number one album.
Here in the UK, singles taken from the album included I Wish, December 1976, Sir Duke, April 1977, and Another Star, September 1977.
Sir Duke was written in tribute to Duke Ellington, the influential jazz legend who had died in 1974. The lyrics also refer, of course, to Count Basie, Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald.
Factoids.